Mo Brooks on impeachment, Americans should be angry about this effort to defraud the American people. By Jeff Poor on January 16, 2020. During an appearance on the Fox Business Network on Thursday, Representative Mo Brooks, RL, slammed the ongoing impeachment drama that has overwhelmed the news cycle in recent weeks. Brooks explained he remained hopeful the Senate would recognize the high standard for impeachment and act accordingly. "I hope in the Senate that we will have justice and a fair trial, whatever that might be," he said. "Let me be real clear about something involving the United States Constitution. The Constitution does not allow Congress to lightly trash the votes of the people who have elected a president of the United States. So, the framers of the Constitution set a high bar. It has to be treason. It has to be bribery, and it can't just be any crime or misdemeanor. It has to be what's called a high crime or misdemeanor. And what does the word high mean under these circumstances? It means the betrayal of the United States of America in favor of a foreign power," Brooks continued. "If you look at the articles of impeachment, they have failed to make out a case for that constitutional requirement, and as such, it ought to be dismissed. But, maybe they'll go past the dismissal stage and have an actual trial with witnesses. I'll defer to the good judgment of my Senate colleagues. But quite clearly, what the Democrats are doing is a sham and is an effort to trash over 60 million votes. That's wrong." The Alabama Republican labeled impeachment as an effort to defraud the American people, and urged voters to react appropriately in the 2020 elections. "Every American who believes in the United States Constitution, who believes in our republic, should be angry about this effort to defraud the American people and to trash the lawful votes of over 60 million Americans," Brooks added. Yet, the Socialist Democrats seem to believe that they can do this with impunity. "I hope that the voters will take them to task in 2020. Time will tell." Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.